Leader!
In her long-running effort to make the government admit that it has cut spending on health, Labor's deputy leader, Annette King, appeared to have finally had a win with this admission from National's Health Minister, Jonathan Coleman.
Mr Speaker, the 2015 financial statements of the Government of New Zealand state that in 2010-11, core Crown health expenditure was 6.7% of GDP, and in 2015-16, it's forecast to be 6.4% of GDP.
That established, Mrs King closed in for the kill.
Well, in light of that answer, does a 0.38% decrease in Crown health expenditure as a percentage of GDP between the 2010-11 and the 2015-16 years equate to $930 million less going into health if the spending level had stayed the same? If so, when will he acknowledge that health expenditure has been cut?
But the Minister wasn't going to do that.
Honourable
What a silly question. It quite clearly has not been cut because it's gone up by $4 billion over the term of this government. So you better go and talk to your question writer.
The writer of Mrs King's questions was to be the subject of a further question. But first, as usual, Labor's deputy leader had been doing her homework.
I seek leave to table a parliamentary library document dated the 3rd of March 2016, compiled from data from Treasury, which shows exactly what I outlined in terms of core Crown health expenditure.
It may be useful to members. I'll put the leave us sought to table that information from Parliamentary Library. Is there any objection?
There was none, so it was on with question time and a patsy from one of the Minister's own backbenchers, allowing him to claim that his health budget had been bigger than Labor's.
Mr. Yes. Speaker.
Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
I've seen advice that from 2000 to 2008, the average percentage of GDP spent on core Crown health expenditure was 5.7%. That's lower than the average of 6.5% during the term of this government.
The tit-for-tat exchange continued with another question from Mrs King.
If there is a real increase in Crown health expenditure, as he claims every week, why have DHB deficits increased by an unplanned $61.5 million year-to-date, 31st of December 2015?
Well, the Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman. That's a big improvement on the $150 million-plus they were running at under Labor.
Then from tit-for-tat to tat-for-tit, with a question for the Minister from his benchmate and Cabinet colleague, Paula Bennett.
Supplementary, Mr Speaker, I'm wondering if the Minister has seen any reports on who might have actually written this primary question.
Mr Speaker,
order.
It's a new
order.
Enough to
order.
Be Grant Robertson.
Order. Order. That's not a question, that's an order. It's not even described as a question.
Now, here's someone who's pleased to have left all that behind.
Well, I've got to tell you, it's great to be free. Every day is a great day when you're not in Parliament.
Former Northland MP John Carter appearing in one of the committee rooms, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Mr Carter is now the Mayor of the Far North District Council and appeared before the Commerce Committee to make a submission on a bill which seeks to grant limited concessions around shop trading on Easter Sunday.
We support the bill, mainly because we have anomalies that, for example, in Paihia, the businesses carry on, in Russell, just across the water, they can't, and it's nuts.
While supporting the proposed law change around Easter trading, Mr Carter pleaded with the committee on one point of its implementation.
Please do not load us onto local government through, I'm not allowed to swear, am I, in here? Blimmin' bylaws. What we would recommend is that we have a policy setting, and quite honestly, I would much rather that came from Parliament.
The Shop Trading Hours Amendment Bill is due to be reported back to the House by April the 3rd.
Rhys Lyon, back in the chamber, National backbencher Scott Simpson briefly interrupted a debate on a bill for a tribute to cricketing great Martin Crowe, who has died aged 53.
I had the good fortune to attend Auckland Grammar School at the same time as Martin Crowe, and his obvious talent, even as a young member of the first cricketing 11 during those years, was immediately obvious to all. And our country is the sadder for his loss, per Angusta et Augusta.
Auckland Grammar's motto, through difficulties to greatness. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.